Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
Amos, chapter 8, verses 11 and 12. Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord. People will stagger from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They will go to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it.
We are living in an information age, with the availability to gain information growing faster than at any time in human history. It is not only becoming easier to find information, it is also getting easier to manage it all in one place. My students, who have grown up during this explosive growth, would be hard-pressed to imagine not having so much at their fingertips. Israel was also living in an age of information during the prophetic era. Although not a technical information age, it was a time when Israel enjoyed regular communication with God through his prophets. If they wanted to know God's plan, and sometimes even when they didn't, it wasn't hard to get information because it could be found in one place, the prophet. It would have been hard for them to imagine not having this direct access to God. Unfortunately, Israel did not take advantage of this opportunity, and Amos prophesied that a time was coming when they would seek the word of the Lord, but they will not find it. That time came when Israel was bound in captivity. Today, the word of the Lord is abundant and can be found all around the world. It would be wise for people to take advantage of its availability. It is easy to reject while it is present, but behold, days are coming when the opportunity will no longer be here. In your devotion today, pray that people will have ears to hear the gospel message of salvation while it is still available to them.
Almighty God, we pray to always seek after you and never turn from the truth of your word. We are thankful for gifted pastors and teachers who inspire us with their knowledge and wisdom. Spark in us an unquenchable desire to know you better and to take advantage of all the biblical evidence available to us. We pray to stay focused and not to let the noise of the world seduce us into being lazy in our devotion or make us dull to the sound of your voice. Prepare us to take the word into the world. Help us to recognize even the smallest of opportunities to share the story of Jesus and the good news of salvation to the unbeliever. We pray to be ready and informed, humble in heart and open to the Spirit. We pray that you would do a work through us so that we might bring glory to your name.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.